Ninth Circuit hands prediction markets a legal setback, leaving the industry's future uncertain. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled this week against Kalshi in a case that strikes at the legal foundation of U.S.-based prediction markets. Kalshi, which operates under CFTC oversight, had argued that federal commodity law preempts state gambling regulations, creating a safe harbor that would let it operate nationally regardless of individual state restrictions. The Ninth Circuit sided with the states, finding that CFTC oversight of event contracts does not automatically preempt state gambling law. The ruling potentially exposes Kalshi to prosecution in states with active gambling restrictions, which covers a substantial portion of the U.S. population. The deeper legal and conceptual question is what prediction markets actually are. The legal framework has not caught up to the product, and the precedent of sports betting is instructive. For decades, federal law effectively banned sports betting outside Nevada under the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, until the Supreme Court struck down PASPA in 2018 and the market opened rapidly, with the predicted harms reportedly not. Operators argue they are information markets, mechanisms for aggregating dispersed beliefs into probability estimates with genuine public value. Regulators and courts across multiple jurisdictions are looking at the same activity and characterizing it as gambling with extra steps, materializing at the scale critics had feared. Prediction market advocates are drawing an explicit parallel. Critics note, however, that prediction markets on political events carry a structural risk that sports betting does not. Large positions on election outcomes create potential incentives to influence those outcomes, a feedback loop with no analog in wagering on athletic contests. The manipulation concern is not speculative, it is architectural. The HN discussion, 133 points and 112 comments, broke roughly along libertarian-leaning and institutionalist lines, with the offshore status of platforms like Polymarket adding a further complication that the Ninth Circuit ruling does not resolve. Separately, the U.S. government's sanctions against the A/I Collective, a European-based entity operating at Inventati.org, generated 605 comments, the highest volume of any story this week. Public information about the collective's precise activities remains incomplete, and that ambiguity is driving much of the discussion. What the HN community is grappling with is the precedent. Whether the U.S. can sanction foreign entities for operating AI infrastructure considered dual use or potentially hostile, even when those entities appear to be independent technology collectives rather than state actors or clearly defined criminal organizations. Under existing OFAC authority, the legal answer appears to be yes. Whether doing so constitutes wise policy and what chilling effects it might have on open research infrastructure remains sharply contested.